5 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit. And I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Certain things can happen to you through pain that can't happen to you through comfort. Your senses aren't heightened in comfort. But let there be a little pain. Let there be a little opposition. Antennas go up. You're ready to change. You're ready to transition. You're ready to move. You're ready to fight. You're ready to do whatever. Not in comfort. So understand that that's not God being angry with you or you missing God. Tell the devil right now, tell the devil you're a lie. No. That's a sign of transition. God's getting ready to do some things. It's like a weightlifter. You know, the muscles, the pain, the gym motto, no pain, no gain. There's truth to that. And that pain doesn't have to be, you know, excruciating kind of stuff. No, it can just be the loss of something, missing an opportunity, things like that. That's a type of pain. But define that properly. I want to say to you right now, you're not running behind. People sit in church, come in and out of church, and they feel they miss God. Look at somebody, tell them, you ain't miss God.
You ain't miss God. Say it.
One reason why I know you ain't miss God, God don't operate in time. He ain't never too late, and he never early. It's eternal. When he steps in, things change. What could take 10 years, God can take a year. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. What could take 5 years, God can do in a day. Matter of fact, get ready for some of that stuff. Stop just setting your mind on a five-year plan. It's good to have a five-year plan, but God says, no, I'm going to accelerate some things. If you let me work in you like I need to work in you in the dark, and you're not after a platform, you're not motivated or you're not moved by the applause or the affirmation of the world, but you are finding it in me, I'll accelerate things. Huh? Look at Joseph. Joseph had the prophetic word. Little did he know, what he was going to go through. He was a young man and probably a little arrogant, shared it with his brother, said, y'all evil, I'm good. In so many words, I got it, y'all going to bow to me. Hey, listen, don't share your dream with everybody. Why is that? Don't just see the mindset of the day is everything is communication. Tell everything. Put it on Facebook. Folk put all their drama on, all kind of stuff. Just put it out there. But see, when you put stuff out there, you're inviting adversity. Because when people start talking and doing stuff, frequencies are released. Demons can come. See, if you keep some things quiet, Jesus even told people, don't tell anybody right now. Just keep it quiet. This is what we need to learn, when to keep things quiet. Because you save yourself a whole lot of adversity. Joseph told it. Brothers got angry. You know the story. In the pit, Potiphar's house. prison, but in the prison, all that time that it took, all that process where prophecy was being processed, one day when the Pharaoh had a dream, when the time was right, the Lord quickened the butler's mind and said, listen, I apologize. I have sinned. There's one in the prison. In a day's time, less than an hour, they went down there, shaved Joseph, put on a robe. He stood before the Pharaoh. All what seemed like a long time changed in a moment. Understand? So understand that. What seems like a long process. But see, Joseph never left off his morality. He never left his God behind. The prosperity is on the inside. It's not out there. Stop looking for people out there. Stop looking for the break out there. Stop looking for the door out there. No, the door is in you. The river's in you. Once you get right, once you get into alignment, everything with your destiny have to align itself. Listen, once you align yourself with God, then listen, you'll begin to start seeing. Heavens will open. You'll begin to start seeing things. Possibilities, potential, purpose. It may not be manifested yet, but you'll start to see them. And then as you stay in that alignment, those things will start coming towards you. One day you wake up and you got a phone call, you got a text. You've been hoping for this for 10 years. All of a sudden, there's somebody inquiring about you now. Anybody in here listening? So tell somebody, stop struggling. Stop that. Cease that internal struggle. That's what you got to win there. Win there, and out here will submit. Amen. Win the battle, the internal warfare in your spirit, in your mind, and out here will submit. And God will bring to fruition what he has purposed. Abraham birthed Ishmael, but God said, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let all the toxicity get out of you. All of your ways. All of how you would do it. See, if God blessed some of us too quickly, first of all, you would have to battle with pride. You would think you all that, and then here come the devil. So God's not going to burden you with stuff that he knows you don't have an anointing or a grace to carry yet. A crown will crush some people right now. So God is still making you and forming you and fashioning you. It's all for your good. But when it comes, it'll be right. It'll be perfect. Tell somebody, it ain't going to be too late. Look at him, tell him, 99. If I marry at 99. No. I'm just. As I find me a man at 99. I'll do the vows. I'll do the ceremony for you. It ain't too late. That's a state of mind. And it's got people in anxiety. Frustrated. No real rest in their mind. Just anxious. And you see it ain't working. Let it go. Let God do it. Matter of fact, see, some people say, I ain't gonna rest till I get successful. Well, you might die. Rest is a part of it. And that's what a lot of people miss it. They think just getting it. No, you gotta rest. How are you gonna bless anybody when you running on empty? You're not even there for your children. Or at work, you're just so tired all the time. And you hear a lot of nowadays, people are just tired. Oh, I'm tired. All the time, they're so tired. Time to be tired of being tired. Sometimes tired is a mindset. It's the stuff you allow to go in your ear gate and eye gate that is taking your energy. You need to focus on things that will give you energy. Sometimes relationships are whack. I mean, Samson, the Philistines didn't defeat Samson. It was Delilah. It was a relationship. The whole army of the Philistines couldn't touch Samson, but a relationship brought him down. And here you trying to hold on to Bobo. Loose Bobo. Loose him and let him go. Look at verse 15 of chapter 17 of Genesis. Verse 15. Loose that Bobo. And God said unto Abraham, now he's changed his name from Abram to Abraham, and for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her. Now here's the, they've gone through the process of prophecy. There's a process, and it's pressure. You'll make mistakes. You'll miss the mark. Look at somebody and tell them, don't give up, though.
Don't give up.
Tell them, don't you ever give up. You ain't defeated till you quit. Get knocked down, shake the dust off, wipe yourself off, get back up. Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. So God released the prophetic word over Abraham and Sarah. He had released it at first when it was Abram and Sarai. Now came the time. God said, I'm getting ready to get busy now. Because you've gone through a process. Now it's time for a manifestation. So I'm changing your name. Because now you're coming out of what's just natural. See, our natural progression is chronos. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. God's is kairos. He can come in on a Monday. He can come in on a Tuesday. He can come in anytime and disrupt some stuff.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.